You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Joining us now is Newstalk ZB political editor Jason Walls. Good morning.
Good morning.
Another very busy week for the Prime Minister this week, Jason. He's been in Southeast Asia. I believe that the economic and security ties were the priority. What's come out of the trip?
Yeah, well, I mean, that was the main thing. He was going there and he does what all prime ministers do when they go overseas, which is to let people know that New Zealand is, quote, open for business. And that's exactly what he was doing. He was in the Philippines and he was in other Southeast Asia countries, Asian countries, this week, really just trying to get that message out there. And it hasn't been a particularly breaking news story. I mean, if you didn't know the prime minister was overseas, I wouldn't really blame you because he didn't really do anything that was particularly that strongly newsworthy. But then at the end of the day, when it comes to these international trade deals and all these talks that you have with these leaders, it's not really designed for that. I mean, it's good to know that it's happening, but it's not exactly the thing that's going to lead the 6 o'clock news bulletins. I mean, there was a few things to come out of that, including his commitment to double two-way trade with the Philippines. At the moment, it's at about $500 million US dollars a year, and he wants to double that to about $1 billion by 2030. And it sounds like it's a very impressive target, but my suspicion is it's just one of those things that it was projected to happen anyway, and they're just putting some sort of numbers around it to just say, oh, well, you know, this is our target. So when they reach it, they get all the kudos. So that might happen. It might not. We'll see where it is. But at this stage, it was, you know, you can't say it was an unsuccessful trip for the prime minister. He did what he was supposed to do.
I noticed that a few businessmen suggested that his message that New Zealand is open for business isn't helpful. We've always been open for business. Is this the right approach when promoting New Zealand internationally?
Yeah, it's an interesting one because it does seem to imply that New Zealand wasn't open for business before. And, you know, you could see that as a bit of a crack at the former government. But a lot of the business people, as they have, might look at it and say, well, hang on a second, we have been open for business. We've been trading for a long time. In fact, Prime Minister, you were a business person that was trading for quite a while as well. So I understand a lot of the grumblings coming from the people on this one here. And maybe it wasn't the best way to use those words. You could have used a different phrase. But I mean, it's a bit of a tired old little metaphor, isn't it? New Zealand is open for business. Surely we can come up with something a little bit more fresh.
Now, tell me about AUKUS. That's been in the news this week as well. Of course, New Zealand is considering joining Pillar 2 of AUKUS, which is more tech-focused as opposed to the nuclear subs. But the Prime Minister has dodged questions over whether the government would sign up to this without consulting the public.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is the sort of thing you wouldn't really expect the government to consult the public as far as a referendum.
Yep.
At the end of the day, sometimes you just have to get on with the business of governing. You can't just be stopping and asking everybody for their input all the time. But, I mean, this government's position isn't that too dissimilar to the position of the former Labour government, which is that they were just going to look in to see how New Zealand is faring from this agreement, which is basically a technological intelligence sharing agreement, which is Pillar 2. Pillar 1 is to do with the nuclear subs, and we don't want anything to do with that. But the problem here is that the closer that we get to the AUKUS partners, which is Australia, the US, and the UK, the more of a rift it seems to put between us and the Chinese. Now, we have a lot of our economic eggs in the China basket, and we do not want to be annoying the Chinese, and they've been making some noise to suggest that they're not happy with the fact that we're exploring entering this agreement. Now, we haven't actually entered the agreement yet. That is something that we're still explaining, but the Labour Party hosted a three-hour seminar this week in Parliament with speakers such as Bob Carr, who was the former Foreign Affairs Minister in Australia, who said it was, quote, bull, and then an expletive. You know exactly what I'm talking about. And then, of course, Helen Clark was there as well. They were both sounding the alarms over this deal as well and saying, is it really worth upsetting China that much?
Thank you so much, Jason. As always, very much appreciate your time on a Sunday morning.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.